off with the book of God, the Einstein original patent of the universe, Dr. Henry D. Kissinger.
Thank you. I know all of you enjoy it.
That's right.
One thing I want to say to you is this. If you notice, they said the same thing.
Right.
And they saw the same thing.
Right.
They saw it eye to eye, face to face. Just as I. And it was so faithful. Now, did you notice that?
Yeah.
Well, now, you know why? It's because they're looking at the same.
That's right. Right.
Not making any mistakes.
Right.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's indeed. It's really possible. You know, I sat there and I thought about many things. One of the things I thought about is this. We could have a thing right in our face. Look right at it. Just in, don't see it.
That's right.
Oh, I don't understand. Not see it, that means understand. Now, there's some causes why people don't understand things. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard people say this, your probabilities are, you have too. Now, if God wants me to see that, you see, he'll have to show me.
See?
And you're looking right at it. Now, you see how stupid we can be? That's all there is for you to look at.
Right.
Nothing else. Nowhere you go, in or out of town.
Ain't that right? That's all there is.
Now, suppose I say this. Now, we have been talking. We have been talking about the revelation of Him from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make sure that you understood that. And I'm saying to you, which some of you say, well, I never saw a vision. I don't understand about vision. Now, Dr. Williams has stood there and explained it. But listen, just in case you haven't never seen one, you will see one.
Uh-huh.
You got one coming and you see it too. Yes, sir. And you will be there. And you definitely will see it.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen one, you will see it. Now somebody said, well, I don't believe in a ghost. If you haven't never seen a ghost, you will see a ghost.
That's right.
Somebody said, well, I don't believe it. It don't make no difference. You see it anyhow.
I did.
Yes, indeed. Now, that's what that is. Now, that's what we've been trying to tell you. We've been trying our best to tell you about such things as that. So that you won't be confused about it. Now, another thing I want to mention here is this. Now, Dr. Williams told you about it, and so also didn't Dr. Law. They told you what a vision was. So, and just playing and understanding the word. I don't like to think that people that stupid. Really, I really don't like to think that people that stupid. Well, if you look at a man, you understand. You got 33 vertebrae in your spinal column, don't make a difference whether you're male or female, you understand? But there is such a thing as mental derangement, mental deficiency, weak-minded and all them kind of things. But it's better to kind of keep your mouth shut and cover it up a little bit than it is to expose your ignorance, you understand what I mean? I hate all the bad for everybody else to get to see something but me.
It doesn't speak so well as me. Right? Looks like I'm almost ready for Camarillo.
Now that's right. I wouldn't like to think that I was that stupid, stupid than everybody else in here. And I'm sure you would. Now, let's say this. Now, we have, as Brother Williams just stated, we have conventions in the state of Ohio. And what I have tried to do with the past year is to carry you into the depths. The real depths of everything. And now we've laid a background and a foundation to carry you into those things. Now you resent us getting up here every time we turn around and tell you about the same old text. You understand? Same old thing all the time. See, you don't like that. Then when we tell you about something that's pertaining to the same thing, but a different manifestation of it, and an analogy, you understand? You said you don't see it. Well, there's nothing else we can do but come right back and tell you the same thing and tell you over and over and over and over and over. See, if we're going to tell you over and over, you're going to say over and over, you don't see it. We can't make no progress.
That's right.
Is that right? Just can't make no progress. Now, the thing that's happening under our nose right now that I try to tell you something. If you have any faith at all, or any confidence, or anything, now if you don't have no faith, no confidence, if you've got just a particle of sense, just a little touch of sense, just plain horse sense, you can almost call it no sense. That's right. Now, when you look into these dispensations and ages, as Dr. Williams had told you about, you see, now it wasn't long from the creation of Adam here down to the flood. It wasn't too long. And it wasn't so long from here down to this the crucifixion. You understand? And it wasn't so long from here up to where we are now. Yet we might think that 1,000 years, a couple of 1,000 years is a long time. You see? But what I'm trying to say is, the thing I'm trying to get over to you is this. Now, if you're not too stupid, you can see if something happened within 1,656 years from here. Mm-hmm. You understand? 2381 from here to that. You can see that there's something due to happen sometime real soon.
Right.
Now you can be stupid and see that. You can see that without looking. That's what you can see that with the eyes, sure. Now you know why I said that? Now I'm going to show you. Now you look at it. Now we've been talking about Moses and the children of Israel, and we've been talking about Pharaoh down in Egypt, and how to put the blood on each side of the fence of the door. And it was God down there. Is that right? Well, here he comes along and he fulfilled it. See, he didn't do this. You question whether this was so or not. See? Get the point? Then, as we go on through this whole entire time, just like now, we're definitely singing a song. See, is you all on the altar of sacrifice and faith? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
See, we've got a song that y'all listen, y'all is on that when you know it. You may not know it, but it's that. Now let me prove it to you. See, Jenny Simon will tell you that there's fire in the center of the earth.
That's right.
Somebody said, won't tire it. Well, if you want to hide it, tell me then where the volcano in eruption is coming from. This is where the fire happened. See that fire? See, and the earth is the altar upon which you are. See what I mean? Now then, yet the earth that you're upon, and there's fire in the center of the earth, and you're upon the earth. Now that's no different. That's no different than this altar here.
That's right.
See? And the fire in that grave. See? No difference. And you are upon the earth. See, all of you too. Is that right?
Yeah.
You see what I mean? But now when we're singing the song, see, we're not thinking about that. Ain't that right? You say, yes, you're all on that. Everything. Ain't that right? We mean something else is the rule by what we talk about the song, you understand? But it's all on there.
That's right.
Ain't that right? Now, isn't that simple? Simple enough. Now, watch my talk. Now, you see, that lamb was roasted with fire. Now, we talk about Pharaoh down in Egypt. But now here we come up, let me put it this way. Now I'm going back. See, this scripture says there ain't nothing else, there's nothing here. No way. All the way to the top of this repetition. That's all this is about. Nothing else but that. Absolutely, Father, you're big enough to have it. That's all it is. So I don't have no other alternative other than to come right back and tell you about the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And it's just doing nothing but something in the realm of time. Now I said that to say this. Then if you could see that. If we were talking about Pharaoh is a king, you see, and this one's called the 18th dynasty, see. Now, a fellow walked up to me and asked me about, said the boys is kind of twisted up on, they don't know whether it's the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, or 18th, or 19th dynasty. Say, which did you say that it is? I said, well, look, we'll fix it so you won't have to come back no more. See? And so you can tell. Understand? Now, 3 times 6 is 18. Is that right? You see? And then if 3 times 6 is 18, this has got to be the 18th dynasty. And 3 times 6 is on, is that mark of the beast, is that right? So then if Pharaoh is the devil down there, that's what I'm saying, then you see it's got to be 18 dynasty.
It's all right.
So we just fix it so there won't be no more sparkling about. See? Now you can see it fixed up right here. See, because it's fitting a deer. See, any man have wisdom, has courage, wisdom, has understanding, count the number of the beast, what's the number of his name. And his number is 600. 666. You understand? 3 times 6 is 18. But that's bad, and it's straight up and down. You understand?
Then when you take it over the other way, it's 666. You see, it's 18 of this place. Mm-hmm. And you remember Satan had that woman bound.
That's right.
You see, over like this for 18 years. You understand? All been over like this. And he healed her on the Sabbath day, and the devil just kicked her past you and missed her on the Sabbath day. You see, that's that 3 times 6, that's 18. When Satan is bound, that Luke, is that right? Well, now, don't you see that the children of Israel were down in bondage down here? Don't you see that now? Can't you see that?
Yeah.
So you don't just really don't need real good sense.
That's right.
All right, now let me show you this. And here's what I'm talking about. When we're going to quit, I'm going to go on home. See, I'm not going to keep your job, not tonight. You can back quit now. Yes, indeed. And let me tell you this. I know every time some of you stay out.
All right.
See, I know it. See, when you get home, you're going to catch hell. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I know that. Some of your wife, they won't come. See, the man come. See, he ain't home this all time. See, he don't want you to come in the first place.
Yeah.
And it's true with the husband, too.
Right.
You see? And I know that. You understand? I know the problems and all that you have to go through. And I don't want to abuse nobody. See, because I have to go through the same problems. See, you are, I'm charged with you. You are the household of faith.
Right.
You understand? And Paul said, he that provideth not for his own household is worse than an infidel. I have to give you something to eat. I have to take care of you. I've got to keep you well dressed and well groomed with the truth. Yes, well fed. You see what I'm talking about? We don't want no anemic thing that runs weight and all that kind of thing. We want to give you real genuine things. Is that right? So you have enough so when you get home, you understand? You can live on the boat then. You know what I mean? Now, let me say this real quick. Now, you see what's happening as of now. I mean, now. This year, 1966. See, this is nothing but a repetition all the way through here. You've seen it played this year. See? And now you could just sit up and go sound asleep. Overlook that, just like you do all the rest of them. Now, this is a trying time. See, really trying time. Nothing much in the world right. You understand? People are blind, they can't see. That this here man down here. What's his name? No. Now you don't even have brains enough to see that Pharaoh could not retain the children of Israel down there when it was time for them to be delivered. You see? And that man is named.
Mm-hmm.
That king. Nasser ousted King Farouk. Nasser took the place. See? Now Farouk, if you look at Farouk and Pharaoh, you're not too far off.
Uh-huh.
You understand? So now if Pharaoh overtake and pursue and take the Israelites back in there.
No.
I see, and you see, there's nothing else for you to say. See? The name is put right in your mouth. Nothing else you can say. See? Nothing. Well, now it's come down in time for it to repeat itself. And God has set them in there. You understand? those personalities in there, just like he said to Moses, the Aaron, Abraham. You understand? He set these personalities in there with the proper names. You understand? He identified them and correlated them with the events that happened at the time.
All right.
Now, I want you to look. What is this man that's emperor up here?
Hussein.
What's his name?
Hussein.
Huh?
Moshe Dayan.
No, I didn't say here.
Moshe Dayan.
No, that's a general.
Oh, Esco.
Levi Esco. He's an emperor. See? In other words, he's the king, Levi Esco. Did you ever hear that? Who is Levi?
Priest.
That's a Levitical priesthood. You understand? Is that right? You see? Now then, Esco. You see? Now you know anything about Esco? 14th chapter of Genesis. The 13th chapter of Numbers. And then you have freedom when you get home. It's too late now. You got to go home now. You got to go, that's all. So then, now you find that in the 14th chapter of Genesis, you understand, who Esco is. You see? And Esco and Levi, then you find them hooked up there with Abraham, Jacob, and Melchizedek. So Levi hooked up with the Levitical priesthood, and Esco, you understand, you see, with Cain and, well, the man is a Levite. And he is the king, or he is the emperor. I mean today. See, right now, in here. See, well, now, unless somebody brought you up on that, you wouldn't see it.
That's right.
You see it? And yet and still, you're looking at it every day, reading it in the paper. You see the point now? Now, Moshe, see how close to Moses they are? Moshe, dead. Now that's the general. You understand? That's the fighting man. The fighting Israel. Ain't that right? And guide their army. Is that right? Do you see that? Now then, here is Hussein. Hassan. Hussein. In here. Then I want you to know that this Arabian Empire, you see, it's not just one little bit of thing. It's scattered out. You see? Now we talk about Babylon, the man down there. Babylon, Media, and Persia. Did you know that the Iraq, that's the old Persian Empire. Now when we take this man and stand in through here, look, we got Egypt, the Red Sea, we got this in here that goes along with the chest cavity, and then we got this that goes along our head cavity. You understand? And there it is. Get down there so that you can see. And you know that, now we talked about the 6 days in here, you got a 6 day fight of that. You see? And the people involved in it, you read the paper. And somebody's saying, well, I don't understand that. Now, isn't that enough to make you sick?
That's right.
That'll discourage somebody. And there's just no sense in you being that stupid. See?
the thing that's doing nothing else but repeating. I want to say this in conclusion. You know that Pope Paul VI visited Jerusalem. Now, I don't want to take up no time, so we want to get out of here on time. Now, you see, they received him through that Damascus gate.
Right.
And he went on down into the city there.
Right.
And on both sides of Jordan, is that right?
Right.
He didn't go to Egypt. Sit down in Egypt. But now, here's what I want to tell you. The thing he spoke at the UN. Oh, yes, I know he's been good. This is about the fifth trip. I could name them right straight down, you understand? Well, I will if it'll help you really. He first went to Jerusalem. Then he went to Bombay, India. Then he went to where? UN, United States. Is that right?
That's right.
And then he went where?
Portugal.
Portugal. That's right. That's where he went. Then he went to Turkey. See where the earthquake was. Now, this is what he's saying. He's saying now that he wants to go back, move the Holy See from Rome to Jerusalem. And build the Holy See in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, I'd like to say this to you. The clock is on me. But I want to say this to you. You've heard a whole lot in your lifetime about the pre-millennium.
Yeah.
And the post-millennium. That Christ is going to come back down to the sky and sit down on a throne in Jerusalem. And rule a thousand years. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Before the fireworks.
Yeah.
Before the renovation of the earth by fire.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Then you have the pre and the post. Somebody said, no, it's going to be burnt first. Then it's going to come. Pre and post. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now don't you see that the Pope of Rome, you understand, is the God of this world. You understand? Don't you see that he's negotiating peace, talking about moving the Holy See to Rome?
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Setting up the Vatican, and people are stupid enough all over the world to believe it. See? Now with that 666 on him, he can't do that.
That's right.
Because he can't go back in heaven, because Jerusalem beneath is the outer of Jerusalem of God.
Right.
You understand what I'm talking about? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so far as him coming, jumping down, can't you see that the Spirit in you?
Yeah.
He's coming to all of us, all the time, every day, if we can believe.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
They that look for it,
mm-hmm,
when he appeared the second time without sin unto salvation. He stands at the door and knock.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And here we stand looking up in the sky. Now we're talking about being revealed from heaven. You will see that vision, understand? It don't make no difference if you're down in the ground or where you are. You will see that thing. But you will not be looking at it with these eyes.
That's right.
When he was singing here, they were not looking at him as a physical man. That's not on top. It don't make no sense.
That's right. That's right.
You try going out there and standing on a cloud in the mountain. See how far you get. In other words, they say he went in a vision. Come in a vision. He ain't like man. It don't make no difference where you are. And then when that happens, you'll be changed in a moment.
in the twinkling of an eye.
Yes.
You understand? The word of God, which it is that, as Dr. William told you, is quick and powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Piercing even to the divine, the son of the soul and the spirit. Now I'm trying my best to tell you that you're right down facing.
Yes.
You have, Dr. William told you, 1960 was the end. Now you have